25 and 5th. He only left this letter to all the onlookers' horror. A self-sacrificing father. Please spare the rest.
Excuse me. With Donald Trump as president, you figured it would only be a matter of time before you hear from the Street Dogs, and that we did this year. They put out a brand new album called "Stand for Something or Die for Nothing," and that was a roundup, bringing us to just outside the top 10 of our countdown. That was number 11. Again, the Street Dogs with the roundup. Number 12 was "Sell Your Scores," "Stuck in the Suburbs." You know, a year without 4 Year Strong music, we had some easy core from "Sell Your Scores." For that was number 13 with Caliban. With "This Is War," and 14 was "Funeral Mist" with "Metamorphosis," one of several black metal songs still yet to get to on this countdown. Now, number 10, and actually, by the way, that Street Dog song, The Roundup, specifically is about immigration and current immigration policies, so definitely check out that whole album, which features my brief bosses here, Chris Rucker, doing the voiceover on the intro track for that album. The next band on the countdown is Leaves Eyes, and very disappointing a couple of years ago when they basically kicked their founding singer out of the band, Liv Christine, under pretty shady circumstances. And I thought it's kind of tricky with some of these bands, some of these symphonic metal bands. The voices, sometimes they're right up my alley, sometimes they kind of clash, and I wasn't sure what to make of the new singer, Alina Sarala, but they definitely hit it out of the park, in my opinion, on this song. This is kind of our high-ranking folk metal song of the year. It's Leaves Eyes with Riders on the Wind off of Sign of the Dragonhead, and it is kicking off the top 10 of the Brutal Brunch Top 50 Songs of 2018.
Oh,
Number eight, the band Fucked Up with I Don't Want to Live in this world Anymore. That was a band that changed up how they were doing things for the most recent album, which was Dose Your Dreams, and came out along with pretty much everything else they do, high critical acclaim. Before that, number nine was Dimmu Borgir with Interdimensional Summit off their album Aeonian, which was also a case of a band trying some different things that a lot of people hated, but I greatly enjoyed, including a lot of the choral work that you heard in that song. And kicking off our top 10 here on the Brutal Brunch Top 50 of 2018 was Leaves Eyes with Riders on the Wind from Sign of the Dragonhead. And now, number 7 for the next 11 minutes, why don't you kick back, relax, and enjoy the song Honeycomb from Death Heaven. We'll be right back.
open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, no, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
That was Trophy Eyes wrapping up the Australian representation on the countdown with More Like You. They came in at number six. Number seven was Honeycomb from Deaf Heaven. And now we hit the top five with the band Ghost.
Just 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Gotcha.
A band I never thought I would play on the air again. After a couple of years ago, they were deemed highly problematic when the singer Parker Cannon literally drop-kicked a girl off the stage while attempting, when she climbed up to take a selfie. Turns out, over the past year, a long time, he was addicted to opiates and locked in an apartment. Then he finally kicked the habit, and they came up with the album Proper Dose, which is basically about his addiction and how he overcame it. That song was number two. That was called Out of It, again, by The Story So Far. At number three was Andrew W.K., back in a big way after a long time between albums. That was The Party Never Dies, and actually a quick local connection there. The song Music Is Worth Living For was the big mainstream single off that album, and the video featured a local musician, Dave Pino, famous for the band Waltham, the local band Waltham, as well as Pino Brothers, Inc. So there you go. Andrew W.K. with some local roots. And then Senses Fail was number four with Double Cross, and number five was Ghost with Rats, which brings us to number one on our countdown. Before we play that, let me recap the top 10 for you. So again, you are listening to Brutal Brunch, a special edition of Brutal Brunch, and our top 50 songs of 2018. And the top 10 kicked off this way. We played Leaves Eyes with Riders on the Wind. Nine was Dimmu Borgir with Interdimensional Summit. Eight was Fucked Up, I Don't Want to Live in This World Anymore. Seven was Deaf Heaven with Honeycomb. Six was Trophy Eyes, More Like You. And you just heard Ghost with the Rats at number five. Senses Fail at number four with Double Cross. Number three was Andrew W.K., The Party Never Dies. And number two was A Story So Far, Out of It. And number one, for the second year in a row, is a band out of Boston. One of my, I guess you could call my second favorite album of the year after Deaf Heaven this year. And it all, you know what, it all comes back to wrestling, one of the big brands that's part of, associated with Brutal Brunch here. This song is called Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and is from Gozoo, and is the number one song of the year. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we will be back, actually, this Sunday for our regularly scheduled time slot on the first show of 2019. Again, I will play you out with Gozoo, the number one song of the year, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Enjoy.